Andrea Bastian.
And I'm Aubrey Calvin, and this is Southern Queries,
exploring all things LGBTQ in the South.
Headline thing. Okay,
we are officially recording, and we're back.
We are recording.
Yeah. All right, so,
hello, hi. I'm India, and this is...
I'm Aubrey, and this is Southern Queries.
Woo!
And we are back.
I know, we're so excited. It's been so long. I was realizing it was actually super embarrassing how long it's been. But we want to talk about what it's like being a two-person team creating a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking, and the last episode we put out was April of 2022.
Ugh.
So not even April of this year, but it's been over a year.
Yeah.
Things have been difficult. And so unfortunately, we've had to kind of put the show on the back burner a little bit. But now we're back.
We are. So, Aubrey, I want to hear, how has it been going? What was the best part of your year last year?
The best part of my year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if there is a best part of the whole year.
Okay, highlights? Give me the highlights.
Highlights. I can do highlights. Okay, highlights, yeah, are easier.
Highlights, yes.
Last Sunday, or just sometime in May, I took my daughter to see Hayley Kiyoko.
Woo!
Lesbian Jesus.
And that's a great description.
That show was really, really good.
Okay, why?
She had a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. It was a very affirming, safe space. The venue, because it was at the Echo Lounge in Dallas, the venue was very professional.
That sounds very small. Welcoming. Was it a small venue?
It's a small venue, which was what made the show really good, is that there were no bad seats.
Oh.
And so she was good. Allison Pontier, who was one of the opening acts, she was really good.
Ooh.
And she's from Dallas.
I was going to say, that sounds like a local name.
Yeah, she's from Dallas. And she went to UNT, and she's actually headlining Dallas's June Pride Festival.
I was going to say, are they queer?
Yes.
Yes!
And then Ill Peach was there. I guess they're an electronic pop band, which I had never heard of. I'm not much for grit pop or electronic pop, but they were good too.
Okay, but wait, back up. They're headlining Pride?
Yes, Allison Pontier.
Are we going? I feel like we should go. Do you guys want to hear? Listeners, write in. Do you guys want us to go to different Pride events and then talk about it?
Do we need to go to more Pride events and just chat about them and record from being there? Yeah.
All right, carry on. Sorry, I got distracted.
The Hayley Kiyoko show was so good. And my daughter and I have been Hayley Kiyoko fans going back to ever since her Disney days. So it was a really cool show. She's very talented. That was a highlight. Other highlights... And I guess this is within that realm. We saw Cave Town last year.
What's Cave Town?
He is a kind of a bedroom pop British artist.
Okay.
And he's like 23, 24. So all these people are young compared to me. You know, I'm old in my 40s. And all these people are young. And that was a great show. He's more indie bedroom pop.
Okay.
And he's cool and he's trans. And that was a good show.
Never heard of this artist. That's now, I have to, like, make notes.
That's what I'm learning, is that the musical artist you know, if you're queer, really depends on your age group.
Oh.
Because these are, well, except for Hayley Kiyoko, which I knew from Disney.
Sure.
Corinne's been introducing me to a lot of these artists that I don't know.
Ugh, benefits
that are really
of having children?
Being more affirming, and the young LGBTQ plus community is really gravitating towards.
Yeah.
And it feels very authentic, and it feels very sweet, and so there was that.
Okay.
Other highlights, my siblings and I, we threw a party for my mother, who retired.
Oh, yes.
So that was a fun family get-together. We hadn't done a family get-together in a while. They've done family get-togethers. I just haven't gone.
Is this picture that I'm staring at over here?
Yes.
Okay.
That
so
is one of those.
Listeners, I'm in Aubrey's office, and I had never seen a photo of Aubrey's mom, who's absolutely gorgeous, but I am staring at a photo of her family. And Aubrey, you should wear that dress all the time, because it's gorgeous.
Oh, that is my favorite summer dress. It's this floral orange piece. I love it.
Mm-hmm. We'll put some photos on our Instagram, because it's super cute. Okay, that sounds like a really good family gathering.
It was. Oh, and my last highlight, because it was a fun family gathering, is that, you know, my daughter's a dancer. She does ballet. And she finally got to dance in the Nutcracker, which has been a dream for her. And because of COVID,
right,
she hasn't been able to actually be in a Nutcracker production since she's been dancing.
Right.
And the year before, she was too young. But I got to see her on stage with the Texas Ballet Theater. And it was so good. And it was so wonderful seeing her on stage and seeing her perform more. But those are mainly my highlights. What's been up with you?
Oh, my goodness.
Highlights? Good, bad,
I have good and bad highlights,
Let's
I guess.
Let's talk good first.
Let's talk good. So, recent highlight is I did go and see River Butcher at the Amphibian Stage here in Fort Worth. Of all the places they could possibly go and give a show, I'm still weirded out how much River Butcher loves Fort Worth. In fact, it was kind of funny. but they're huge fans, and I also thought it was a super impactful show because the last time I saw River Butcher was actually pre-pandemic in 2019, when they were still presenting as a lesbian with their former name, and River now seems so much more comfortable in their own skin, and they talked a lot about their transition, they were very open about it, and it just, it was such a good show, whereas the 2019 show wasn't that good. Alice and I actually walked out.
Really?
Yeah. So that was transformative for both of us. I'm like calling.
I've only heard him, you know, doing like recordings and things. I haven't seen him live.
Oh, well, we sat in the front row, and then River Butcher actually posted a photo of us sitting in the front row. I gave him a sticker of Something Queer. So if they're listening, hello, please come back to Fort Worth. They're also vegan. So they were like shouting out different vegan restaurants in Fort Worth, most of which who I knew. But I hopefully River is going to go try a couple other vegan restaurants nearby that I recommended that they've never been to. I also went to see Ashley Gavin's show at the Hyena Club in Dallas, and they are a lesbian comedian. I could not stop laughing. I was crying laughing at that show, and I don't really consider myself like a comic goer, I guess, someone who goes sees comedy, but I guess now I am since I've been to two different gay comics. It
is
was
two
so
what
good.
It takes.
I guess. I don't know. But I'm a big fan of Ashley Gavin. They also have another podcast that I've been like crushing on, called We're Having Gay Sex. And then they have another one.
I know that show.
Yes.
Okay.
They have another one called Something Family. You're Gay, You're Queer Family. I will link it in the show links because it's really, really great. Anyhow, my other highlights is Aubrey, I've been to so many weddings. I feel like it's been
always out of town.
The year of weddings. I've been traveling a lot. So many of my friends got married, and I participated as a wedding officiant, a matron of honor, an officiant again. I was a florist. I also was someone giving speeches. I feel like I've been traveling quite a bit to all of these different celebrations of love on gay weddings, left, right, and center. So it's been good. I also started a new job, and that really put a kink in, like, I feel like our recording because there was so much energy being put into a new job. But yeah, lots of traveling for family stuff too. So, I mean, it's been good and hard all at the same time, but I'm just really excited that we're doing this.
Do we want to get into some of the bad? Yeah. I think we have to talk about some of the bad that's been going on with each of us.
I know. So here are my highlights on some of the bad. My sister, who's 2 years younger than me, she's 32, has stomach cancer. So she's been going through a lot with her cancer, and it's been a journey being far away and then also being close and traveling to Mexico for her surgery. So that's been hard to learn how to support someone who doesn't really want to talk about it, and also learn how to support someone who, you know, it's a big deal and it's really hard for them. Last week I went to a wedding for Rosie and Hannah. I officiated. It was fantastic. But while I was there, my grandfather passed away. He was 93. So that's been hard to process. I feel like I've been a little bit on a roller coaster. So that was difficult. Those were my highlights. If I had another highlight, I've blocked it out.
As far as the bad ones?
Yes, as far as the bad ones. What were your low highlights, I guess?
Oh, my low highlights have not really been one specific thing. It's more like a constant thing, which is part of why we haven't done any episodes is, so, you know, we started the show during the pandemic. When yeah. everybody was on quarantine, when everybody started their shows, when yep. a bunch of podcasts cropped up.
But we're still going.
We are. And a lot of those have dropped off, but we're still here. And during that pandemic, I got diagnosed with ADHD, which I think I've talked about before on the show, but maybe not. I've talked about my mental health and my mental illness and anxiety and depression. I think I've brought those up. Maybe. I don't remember. Maybe We've done a lot of episodes.
Yeah, we have.
But anyway, I've been dealing with mental health issues my whole life. Depression, anxiety. I got this ADHD diagnosis. And during the diagnostic process, the facilitator said, you should probably get tested for autism. Mm. Which was a complete shock to me. Because admittedly, I had never known much about autism. And then I told my therapist about this, and she said, yeah, I suggested you get tested for autism 2 years ago. And I'm going, I don't remember that.
Oh.
And then I talked to my wife, and she said, yeah, I've always wondered if you were maybe on the autism spectrum. Mm-hmm. All that to say, around 2021, late 2021, I was tested. I took several tests, and it was a long procedure. And I was actually diagnosed with autism.
Yeah.
What used to be called Asperger's syndrome. So more along that line. I know some people still use the term Asperger's syndrome. But I am on the autism spectrum, which actually puts a lot of things into focus for me. Mm. And then as a part of the diagnostic criteria and the testing, apparently I have something called avoidant personality disorder.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
I had never heard of this. And basically, the idea behind avoidant personality disorder is that anything that involves people, I shy away from. Social situations, job, social situations, taking on more work that might lead to a promotion because promotions tend to equal more peopling.
Mm.
And I never realized that my strong aversion to people was a part of this personality disorder, which there is nothing out. This is so under talked about. And between the autism and what it's been, people in the community say it's AVPD, it's been shortened to AVPD. Between those two, I've kind of come to realize that I may never feel a sense of community, a sense of belonging. And the way that relates to the show and the thing that troubles me is that part of why I wanted to do this show is because I have been searching for community.
Mm.
My whole life I've been searching for feeling like a place where I feel like I fit in.
Yeah.
A place of, you know, because people say they accept you, and I'm sure people have accepted me, but I don't feel it.
Mm.
And so I'm learning I may never feel accepted or completely 100% vulnerable or open in a community, whether it's a queer community, a Black community, a community of parents, and after all, a boring suburban mom more than anything.
Yeah.
And I think it made it hard for me to want to do the show because I started the show so I can find community.
I mean, that's how we met, was yeah. we were both looking for community.
And I found myself going, well, if I'm never going to feel a sense of community, why do I want to keep doing the show? What is the point of me continuing on this very public journey?
Sure.
And that's part of the autism and the AVPD is that, you know, we don't have a large following for this show, but it's a pretty good following. I mean, we just crossed the 15,000 download mark.
We appreciate you.
It's been so great. And we appreciate everyone listening to all the episodes. But the downside is it got me attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
In 2022, I did speaking engagements and I was on other podcasts and I did these guest writing. And so it's given me a lot of visibility that I did not like.
Right.
And so my natural inclination is to shrink away and not do things because I didn't want the attention.
Right.
So that's part of why I haven't been wanting to do the show, is that I haven't liked the attention that it got me.
Yeah.
And people think, might not understand that. They say, if you're doing a podcast, don't you want attention? And no, I never wanted attention. I wanted to highlight other people.
Well, and Wilt's also finding community.
Finding community and highlight other people. Yes.
Right.
And
but not be the focus of that.
And I got a lot of attention from this show. And it really made me uncomfortable. And the more attention you get with AVPD, the more attention you get, the more you want to shrink away. So this year I've been really working with my therapist to understand what it means to be on the autism spectrum.
Yeah.
To understand avoidant personality disorder and really learning coping mechanisms and learning tools, because I want to do the show.
Yeah.
And honestly, if we're being honest, folks, I'm probably the reason we haven't done as many episodes, because India would talk to everybody all the time and we would put out an episode every week.
Except it's also really hard to find time to talk to different people and then also edit. Mm-hmm. I don't know if our audience knows and our listeners know that it's just me and Aubrey here. Like, we set up the recordings, we have the microphones, we do all of the editing, I do all of the graphics. Aubrey does a lot of research, puts in all the information, we upload ourselves, we fund the entire podcast from our own pockets, because we don't get a lot of donations.
This is a two-person operation. We're independent. We're not on any of the podcast networks. You know, there's iHeartRadio and Wondering, there's so many podcast media companies.
Yet.
And we're just two people.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to do all the things within a podcast when you're also severely depressed for a whole year.
Yeah.
And you're dealing with all the things.
Yeah, but good news, we do have some episodes that we've, like, squirreled away.
That we're going to be bringing out very soon.
Mm-hmm. And then Aubrey and I had a really great meeting to talk about our next season and what we're going to be talking about. I feel like maybe we should have some more episodes around not only your diagnosis, but what it means to have a community around that. Or at least touch on different subjects that we haven't in the past, because we have a lot that we want to cover. And so much is going on in the South.
Woo! Yes. And if anyone listens to this and is a mental health advocate that's in the South or deals with mental health issues and lives in the South and it intersects with you being LGBTQ+, reach out to us, because I'm really trying to understand the intersection between the two.
Right.
And we're looking for people to talk to about that. But we are a two-person team. We do all the editing ourselves. So it does seem like things take a long time to get these episodes out.
Yeah.
And that's because we also have all these other parts of our lives going on, and it's just sometimes hard.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like my excuses sound really lame compared to yours in different ways.
I mean,
like, I'm not a parent.
Family issues are very important, you know? Well, that's another thing, is that since my daughter being a dancer, all I do is take her to dance rehearsals.
Oh, you've turned into a chauffeur.
I am just a chauffeur. I spend every evening just driving to and from a dance studio or theater for her to do acting classes. All I do is live in the car.
Oh, but it's summer, so no more dance classes, right? Is that
what
you said earlier?
No, no more dance classes, so we can do a bunch of interviews. But we're back, and you know, so that's what we've been going through in terms of this past year, and we wanted to tell you all why we haven't been here. But we're back, and we really do want to push out more episodes. And I personally have found a new reason and a new lease to do this show. I may not ever feel a sense of community, and I may always struggle with that, but it is something that I'm still going to strive for. And I still want to spend this platform to highlight the voices of other Southern queer people and what they have going on, because there's so much going on in the South. And we really don't get a lot of attention as a region.
Well, and we do get a lot of attention, at least recently, for the wrong reasons, though, too.
The negative attention. Boo.
Yes, the boo, for sure. I mean, there's all this legislation and all these different laws going into effect in the South right now, but I don't think there's enough information on all of the good things that are happening and what kind of people are getting affected by this and what happens if these different laws come into effect and what does that mean, even for me and Aubrey. I mean, I know you guys have talked about it. I know Allison and I are talking about it, but we just want to highlight these unheard voices and also highlight these unheard stories in the South. But
Southern queer joy, Southern queer businesses, the fact that we can live and thrive down here, and it's not just legislators, which represent a small part of the population,
correct,
wanting to beat us down. There's actually so much support down here, and there's so much love, and there's so much opportunity to really live a great life here in the South if you take away the legislation, which is hard to do.
Yeah.
But we want to highlight pockets of queer joy.
Correct. And not to say that we're not going to be talking about some of these negative stuff for you to
we'll
be informed,
well.
But we also think that it's important to talk about other topics and not just have guests. So Aubrey and I are very excited to also give you some more information of like shows that we're watching, books that we might be reading, talking through different things that we find important about living in the South. I'm also very excited for the episodes that we've squirreled away because I think they're really powerful and meaningful, especially with what's going on right now.
So what are some of the episodes we have coming up though?
Oh my God, can we talk about Lane and Emily? I'm so excited for the listeners to hear their story. I do not think that we talk about the I and LGBTQIA enough, and I think Lane and Emily can bring a lot of knowledge and information. I felt really uninformed on the I of LGBTQIA, so I think Lane and Emily are really going to highlight and bring some more info to our listeners on what it's like to be intersex in the South.
Yes, and that is a great one. That's the first time we're actually going to try to put that as a video.
Yeah.
Episode that we're going to try to put on YouTube.
You can see our beautiful faces.
India has this dream of us actually being on YouTube so you can see us, and of course, AVBD avoidant. I'm like, no video. Which is
like Aubrey's worst nightmare.
I hold India back so much. It's so embarrassing.
I am always pushing you to do things out of your comfort zone.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to stay in my quiet little unknown corner. But we did that. We actually recorded that whole thing video. So we're looking forward to that one.
Yeah. So if you are listening to us on a podcast and would like to see our lovely faces, stay tuned. You can also listen to this podcast on YouTube.
We're slowly uploading the back catalog onto YouTube.
Correct.
Which that takes a little bit longer than we thought.
It does. It's just time consuming, y'all.
Well, I was paying my daughter to, you know, put it together for us, but then she got super busy with rehearsals. But I was actually paying her, my daughter's an intern, to do it for us.
And I know, but we could have another intern if there were interns listening.
Yeah, but we believe in paying them, you know?
Yeah, we do. So, we do.
Oh, and we also have an episode coming up with an author, J. Robin Brown. And this is an interview I did a year ago that I've been just sitting on because I really want to put this interview out there. She's a great author. She's a great person to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
And so those will be coming up. And I don't know, she was just a great talk conversation because I read a lot of queer middle grade, queer YA, and it was good to get the perspective of an author.
Yeah.
You know? And actually that one we like because my daughter Corinne is actually in the interview for a little bit, so that's good.
Yeah, we want to expose the world to your daughter.
Yes. Awesome. We have a few episodes coming up that we're looking forward to, and like you said, we're going to be diving into queer entertainment that's Southern that maybe you've missed or maybe you've gone under the radar. So we're going to spend a little time reviewing some older shows.
Yes, some newer shows.
I mean, the good thing about streaming is that things don't really go away as long as it's online. So we can still talk about a show from 2 or 3 years ago and it's still relevant. It doesn't have to be, here's the new release, here's what's out now. It's like, this came out a few years ago, maybe you missed it. And heck, with the writer's strike, we may not be getting any new content anytime soon.
That's true.
It's a great time to dive into some maybe older queer content that's Southern-based that maybe flew under the radar.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
So we're going to be talking about some of that, and that's going to be fun for us.
And we have a couple interviews that we're thinking about lining up. I've made some contact with some really interesting folk. I am excited to get on the schedule, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which I've always been really surprised at how many people have not ever heard of them and their movement and what they're doing specifically in the South. So stay tuned for some awesome episodes, guests, and reviews from both of us.
So we are back. We are excited. My goal for this year is to get us to 60 episodes.
Woo!
Because right now we're sitting at around 42 episodes. And I want to end December 2023 having put out 60 episodes. And then my goal for 2024 is I want us to be at 100 episodes. So we're really going to be cranking it out because I want us to hit that 100 episode mark. Don't ask me why, but it's very important to me.
Can we have a party?
We should have a party.
We should have a 100 episode party and get balloons that say 100.
So stay tuned. And we want to hear from you. If there is a guest you want us to talk to, if there's something you think we need to be clued into, send us emails. Send us questions. We're on Instagram. We have email. I think it's southernqueriespod@gmail.com. Don't contact us through Twitter because we are letting our Twitter go because of the transphobe, homophobe that owns it. So we're actually discontinuing our Twitter, but contact us. Like, not that we ever used it for anything.
Yeah, it was like, not like we were power users on there.
Twitter, but contact us through Instagram and through our email. If you have any suggestions, comments, people you want us to talk to that are Southern-based, we want to hear from you. How can we make this show better for you?
We can't wait to hear from you. So please write in, even if you just want to say hi. And even better, if you want to donate and support us, we could use any donation. If you don't have any money to donate us, please share our episodes. Yeah. Tell a friend. Share it with your community.
Donations would make the show come out quicker because we're not doing this for money. It just takes time.
Correct.
And donations would actually help us do things a little bit quicker.
It would. It would.
And we would greatly appreciate that.
We really
would. We're on Ko-fi. Coffee?
Ko-fi? Yeah,
Ko-fi. I never know how it's pronounced.
Ko-fi? We'll add the link in the show notes.
There's the links in the show notes for Ko-fi if you want to donate that way. We still don't have a Patreon because that's a whole nother level of work that right now we just don't have the bandwidth to do.
Right.
To maintain a good Patreon site. So right now we're going to, but if we're thinking of a Patreon, but.
But we do have a PayPal.
We have a PayPal, but that's what Ko-fi is set up. Is PayPal different?
No.
It's the same?
I guess it's the same.
I don't know. We'll put the Ko-fi link down in the description.
Awesome. Yeah. So you can do recurring payments or even if it's $5 or $1, a little bit goes a long way for Aubrey and I. And if money is not a thing, I have to emphasize, please share our podcast.
Just talk about us. Just tell people. That can actually help so much more.
Yeah, it really
can.
So
this is not just like a begging for money. We really want you to be engaged. We really want this show to work for you. So tell people, tell your friends. And I guess we'll be back with some new episodes.
We'll see you or hear from you. Well, we can't wait to have you guys listen.
We want to interact with you somehow.
Yeah, for sure. All right, everyone. See you in the next episode.
Bye.
That is all for today, y'all. Aubrey, my co-host, and I would love it if you follow us on social media, subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to leave us a review. And catch you on the next episode of Southern Queries. And roll credits. Production. Your hosts, India and Aubrey. Audio mixing by Allison Holly. Story research, Aubrey Calvin. Editing, India Bastien.